Hello, wherever you are, whenever you're joining with us, we hope that you are all well. And thank you once again for taking time to worship with us as we meet as a mission and ministry group. That's what we're now formally being called, a mission and ministry group. And hopefully at some point in the near future, we'll be able to tell you a name for that group. We are, as normal as we start our service, going to hear what's happening in the various parts of the group. So I'm handing you over now to Sheila to hear what's happening in Echt in Midmar.
Thank you, Ewan, and hello to everybody who's joining us this morning. At the moment, we're worshipping in Echt Church. We worship in Midmar on the first Sunday of every month, so we'll be welcoming folk this morning. Just looking ahead, though, to our worship during Holy Week, and a reminder that from the ministry team in our ministry and mission grouping, there will be online reflections available, and you'll be able to find those in the church websites. And they'll also be available in hard copy. If you would like to read the daily reflections on hard copy or have them emailed to you, then please speak to any one of the ministers. I'm going to hand over now to Tozi in Kintore.
Thank you. In Kintore, this Sunday is the deadline for anyone who still wants to come to the Passover meal on Thursday, 14th of April. We do still have seats available, and everyone is very welcome, but we do need to know the final numbers for catering purposes. The purpose of the meal fellowship, as well as to get a better understanding of Jesus' Last Supper. Another announcement is the message on the Easter Sunday, it will take place on 3:30 p.m. for all families. The last announcement is for the volunteer drivers needed for Inviruri Food Bank, and those who want details can contact Neil or contact Mabeth for the details. That's all for Kindle. Now I hand over to Stella.
Hello and good morning and welcome to everyone. Following on from the Maundy-Thursday meal and the Passover meal at 6:30 at Kintore, there's also the Good Friday service, to which everyone in the ministry and mission group will be welcome at Kemney Church at 7:30 p.m. on Good Friday. And each of our individual churches will have their service on Easter Sunday, and we'll be welcoming Tozi. The only additional announcement is that following a change of date from our plant sale at the end of May to the first week of June, we've now got a vacancy back in the Chapel of Geary Village Hall. So it's gone back to the May date, the traditional date for us. And now back to Ewan.
Thank you. And it's fascinating trying to get your mind round all these different names. We're actually called a mission and ministry, not ministry and mission. That was pointed out last night when we were at Presbytery. And it's just one of the terminologies that we will pick up soon. It doesn't really matter. We're just all in this together, whatever we're called. However, that being said, at Bunny Money Musk, today we have our Sunday school meeting. I look forward to that. And next Sunday at Easter, we have our family Easter service. And that's at 10 o'clock in Clooney Church. And after the service, the children will go out to the glebe and roll their Easter eggs. And the remainder of the folk who don't want to roll Easter eggs will go to the hall and enjoy hot cross buns and tea and coffee. These are about all the intimations I think that we have. And you know, we've done this quite well. This is only take two, because we hope to have a bit of fun, maybe at some point in the distant future, showing you some of the amazing outtakes that we have as we record these things. Anyway, folks, this is the day that the Lord has made, and let's have fun and enjoy being in his presence and being with one another as we worship together.
Hear the call to worship. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. The stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. The Lord has done this, and it is marvelous in our eyes. The Lord has done it this very day. Let us rejoice today and be glad. Lord, save us. Lord, grant us success. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. From the house of the Lord we bless you. The Lord is God, and he has made his light shine on us. With boughs in hand, join in the festal procession up to the horns of the altar. You are my God, and I will praise you. You are my God, and I will exalt you. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Let's worship God together. We draw near to God in prayer. Let us pray. God of all that has been and of all that is yet to be, on this Palm Sunday we give thanks for the generosity of the owner of the donkey, for the joy of the crowd as they glimpse the kingship of Jesus, for the humility and courage of Jesus himself. May we give the best of all we have in your service. May we with joy acknowledge your kingship, and may we, like Jesus, know when the time is right to fulfill our vocation, whatever the risks, whatever the opposition, however fickle the support of others may be. And so we pray, forgive us, Lord, when we have been silent and not praised you, when we have been distracted and not welcomed you, when we have been complacent and not acknowledged your presence in our lives and in our world, when we have felt defeated and not trusted you, when we have not laid our cloaks at your feet but have laid them at the feet of others. Forgive us, Lord, and bless us with your humility, your courage, and with the fellowship of others. Lord Jesus, humble King, crucified Saviour, and risen Lord, we remember how you said, if the people were silent, the stones would shout out. So with these stones we shout out. With these stones we give our thanks. With these stones we celebrate. With these stones we welcome you afresh into our hearts and into our lives. Hosanna! Hosanna! Hosanna in the highest. Amen.
reading today is from the book of Matthew, chapter 21, verse 1 to verse 11. As Jesus and his disciples approached Jerusalem, they came to Bethpage and Mount of Olives. There Jesus sent two of the disciples on ahead with these instructions. Go to the village there ahead of you, and at once you will find a donkey tied up with a colt beside her. Untie them and bring them to me. And if anyone says anything to tell him, the master needs them, and then he will let them go at once. This happened in order to make what the prophet had said come true. Tell the city of Zion, look, your king is coming to you. He is humble and rides on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of a donkey. So the disciples went and did what Jesus had told them to do. They brought the donkey and the colt, threw their cloaks over them, and Jesus got on. A large crowd of people spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds walking in front of Jesus and those walking behind began to shout, "Praise to David's son! God has blessed him who comes in the name of the Lord. Praise God!" When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was thrown into an uproar. "Who is he?" the people asked. "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth in Galilee," the crowds answered. May the Lord bless the reading of his word, in Jesus' name. Amen.
For hundreds of years, the fifth Sunday in Lent always marked the start of a two-week season in the life of the church, which was called Passiontide. It would have started last Sunday with what people called Passion Sunday, and it would have lasted right up until the dawn of Easter Day. The name Palm Sunday is also ancient, and it was on that Sunday that the story of the Passion was read, beginning with Christ's entry into Jerusalem, which, of course, is the story that we heard this morning. But mid-20th century changes in the Roman calendar began to fuse the two names together, and the names are now largely interchangeable. So this is Passion or Palm Sunday, and in many churches and traditions around the world, the whole of the Passion narrative is read. And of course, it's not a story for the faint-hearted. History records with some clarity that Roman punishment was of a pretty brutal and ruthless variety. If you fell foul of the authorities, which could be over a whole number of different things, you were likely to face prison, slavery, or execution. The Roman authorities looked on punishment as a deterrent. So a sign indicating someone's crime seems to have been fairly common. If a prisoner was to be killed in an amphitheatre in front of a crowd, a placard indicating their crime was sometimes carried in front of the prisoner, a bit like a notice announcing next round in a boxing ring. Or sometimes the crime would be written on a notice and hung around the prisoner's neck. In Jesus' case, it seems to have been nailed to the cross above him. Jesus Christ, the King of the Jews. Famously, of course, the argument between Pilate and the Jews was recorded. Pilate should have written, so the Jewish crowd argued, that Jesus claimed to be the King of the Jews, not that he was the King of the Jews. But Pilate refused to do an about turn. "What I have written, I have written," he said. Inevitably, over the years, there have been many, many discussions amongst scholars around why Pilate might have said what he said. One of the explanations is that Pilate had been effectively outmaneuvered by the Jewish authorities. And this was a way of getting his own back, having a dig at them by being deliberately provocative. In other words, the suggestion being that the Jewish people themselves had produced this king, and now they wanted Pilate to kill him. The irony in all of this is that by having a go at the Jewish authorities, Pilate ended up proclaiming the lordship of Jesus Christ. Now, it's a question that's equally relevant now and especially relevant to us over the days of the coming week. Because which do we say? Do we say Jesus is Lord? Or do we say Jesus said he was Lord? All the difference in the world between, on one hand, an objective record of what someone said, and on the other hand, a statement of living faith and belief. To you and me, the fundamental question has to be, is Jesus a charismatic figure from history, or is Jesus the embodiment of a creator God? And familiar though the Passion story inevitably is to all of us, what does it mean to us here and now? Is it an interesting piece of historical narrative, or is it a life-changing moment of present encounter? Is it a glimpse of life in a different culture and a bygone age, or does it speak still directly to us across the centuries? When we see the cross, do we look on as curious and interested bystanders, or as people being transformed, really being changed by what we're witnessing, by the story and the reality that's unfolding before us once again over the events of this coming week? It was George MacLeod, of course, of the Iona community, who wrote these following words, which have become very famous. He said, "I simply argue that the cross be raised again at the centre of the marketplace, as well as on the steeple of the church. Jesus was not crucified in a cathedral between two candles, but on a cross between two thieves, on the town garbage heap, at a crossroads so cosmopolitan that they had to write his title in Hebrew and in Latin and in Greek, at the kind of place where cynics talk smut and the thieves curse and the soldiers gamble, because that is where churchmen should be and what churchmen should be about." Challenging words. So this Holy Week coming, the challenge for us surely is to ask ourselves, where will we find ourselves standing? Inside the church from a safe vantage point, looking reflectively back across, 2,000 years or so of history? Or at the foot of the cross looking up? And who will we find ourselves standing with? Will we be standing there with the accusers or with the crowd cheering? With the people happy to be there, provided the demands on them weren't too great? Will we be standing with the skeptical or with the deniers or with the faithful? And what will we find ourselves looking at? At a man wrongly convicted for things he didn't do and paying the ultimate price? One of countless people across the years, or at God? These are the questions that Palm or Passion beg us to answer, and answer for ourselves, not for anyone else, because this is personal. It's very personal, in fact. Today we're invited to think about the Palm Sunday story and the Passion narrative, and perhaps even to spend some time wondering about how those words now sound to us. Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. When pride and selfishness obscure our vision, and voices of this world confuse our mission, let it be your will, not ours, to help us through. when faith and thankfulness lack direction, and every day is opposition, let it be your will, not ours, to help us through. Be the centre, the focus of all we are. Be the one we depend on. To those who hunger, you are the bread of life. To those who thirst, you are a refreshing stream. To those who mourn, you are a hand to hold. To those in need, you are an untiring friend. To those who question, you are the one they seek. To those who are blind, you are their guiding feet. To those who ask, you are the Son of God. To those who kneel, you are the forgiving King. God of love, as we travel to the cross, keep our eyes fixed on Jesus. Help us to welcome Jesus into our lives each day and to shout Hosanna with joy as we realise what Jesus means to us. Let it be your will, not ours, to help us through. This we ask in the power of the Holy Spirit as we say together the family prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And now we'll sing our closing hymn, number 364, All Glory, Laud and Honour.
Yeah.
Let us travel the road with courage, with love, and with the uneasy peace that is the gift of faith into this holiest of weeks. And may the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit rest upon you and remain with you and with people everywhere this day and forevermore. Amen.